We just finished reading Parshas Kisisa, and I was wondering to myself, how could Klal Yisrael have made an eagle so soon after Kabbalah Satorah? Certain that many of you have thought about this question. It's really a very difficult episode to understand. Many answers are given to try and explain what happened. In the end, however, what we see is that Klal Yisrael was punished. What took place wasn't acceptable to Hashem, no matter how we try to understand what happened. What is the lesson to us, however? And I think one of the things we can learn from this is that no matter what spiritual heights we may reach, we can never get too comfortable with ourselves. Klal Yisrael was at the height of Kedusha, and yet they were enticed to make an eagle. So we must constantly be vigilant from the Yetzer Hara, who never stops trying to entrap us. Just like the eagle, he will mix us up, he will mix up our timing, he will present his reasons why we should do certain things. He will even give us a holy standpoint. He might even help us find a Rav to give us a kula. He'll do everything just to mix us up. The point is that we must be very careful not to live egoldik. Being committed to a Torah-like, to a Torah life like Shevet Levi, can help us avoid getting sucked into the confusion of the world, of egel, which we live in. It paints everything in colorful roses and golden baskets. But what we need to do is to guard ourselves from becoming disillusional, like Klal Yisrael became by the eagle. We have to try to see things truthfully as they are, not like we would like them to be. To idolize anything in this world other than Hashem is to live an eagle life. In the Aseres HaDibros, we are commanded by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo yihi lecha lehim acher malponai. There shall not be strange gods that contradict my presence. What that in essence means is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants ein od milvadai, nothing else but him. Even when we connect to tzaddikim, as we are commanded to do, since we all need guidance and we all need to be careful to only learn from tzaddikim how to serve Hashem properly, but we also have to be careful not to worship them. The only one we worship is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's not easy to live in an eagle world and not participate in it. We think that the sign of Egel took place only then, but the truth is the challenge of Egel confronts us wherever we turn. In our lifetime, wherever we are, how careful we need to be not to get sucked into the Egel ways of the masses of today. By the Egel, if we study carefully, it was not a unanimous decision from the get-go. There was a few rabble-rousers who sucked in the multitudes of Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael allowed themselves to be fooled by false calculations and lofty presentations, even though they were in a holy state, they became entrapped. Can we imagine for a moment the struggle that Shevet Levi had to put up with to challenge the popular tide and not participate? What kind of effort and strength did it take for Shevet Levi to say, we don't care if everyone is doing it, we're not going to do it, we're not going to follow the masses? And we learn something from this, that the first step for us, in order to ensure our steadfastness to Hashem Yisborach, and in order for us to be able to do His will, as is explained to us by the Torah, is we need to first commit ourselves to be part of Shevet Levi, to live amongst Shevet Levi, to learn from Shevet Levi, to learn from the leaders of Shevet Levi, which are the B'nai Torah. They have the ability to foresee the angle of our day and age. We need to know that the angle of then infused into the world a koyach atuma, a certain defilement that we still struggle with today. And we need to be aware of this ego. We need to be aware of its sneaky, powerful tactics. Only through our awareness are we able to confront it head on and avoid its entrapments. And that's why Moshe Rabbeinu called out the Klal Yisrael afterwards, Mi l'Hashem Elai? Who is unto Hashem? Who is truly committed to Hashem? And we need to ask ourselves the same questions. Mi l'Hashem Elai? Are we fully committed to living the life Hashem wants us to lead? Or at least are we trying to live a life that pleases Hashem, that gives Hashem nachas from us? Hashem Yisbarach wanted to depart from Klal Yisrael, believe it or not. Moshe Rabbeinu had to plead with HaKadosh Baruch when he called out to Hashem and he said, "Emein panecha holchem, al taleinu mizeh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you are not going to allow your Shekhinah to accompany us throughout our trials and tribulations and our travels till we get to Eretz Yisrael and beyond, don't take us out of this, out of the Midbar." Moshe Rabbeinu understood that for Klal Yisrael to survive, we need Hashem's Shekhinah amongst us. So He would not allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to abandon us. And if that's so therefore we also must be careful not to chas v'shalom abandon Hashem. We need to try to live in a way which invites the Shekhinah into our midst. We need to be careful not to chalila v'chas drive the Shekhinah away with machlokes and other things like that. We need to create an environment where the Shekhinah wants to rest amongst us. And one of the things that is most required for that to happen is for us to run away from anything that resembles the eagle. The eagle of yesteryear. And to be careful of the current eagle. And this eagle that we talk about in our lifetime is an eagle that's constantly being revitalized and reintroduced every single year, every single place through the goyim amongst which we live. So therefore, with the proper vigilance and the uncompromising devotion and dedication to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can, Be'ezus Hashem, overcome and outwit the eagle of our time.